USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. More than 5 months after experiencing a stroke, Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman often spoke haltingly throughout a highly anticipated debate against Republican Dr. Menendez as they vied for the Pennsylvania Senate seat left vacant by retiring Pat Toomey. Brooke Hatfield, a Maryland speech pathologist who has worked with stroke patients and also watched the debate, described Fetterman's speech errors as common for people when they have a stroke. We know that for many stroke survivors, the first year can bring rapid improvement, but the brain will continue to rewire itself throughout someone's life, she said. Fetterman and Oz wrapped up the night this way.
My campaign is all about fighting for anyone in Pennsylvania that ever got knocked down, that had to get back up again. You know, I'm also fighting for any forgotten community all across Pennsylvania.
Ask yourself this and others in your family. Are you unhappy with where America's headed? I am. And if you are as well, that I'm the candidate for change.
A South Carolina judge on Wednesday ruled that former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows must appear for testimony in the Atlanta Area Grand Jury 2020 election meddling investigation. I'm going to find that the witness is material and necessary to the investigation and that the state of Georgia is assuring not to cause undue hardship to him, Judge Edward Miller, who sits on the Court of Common Pleas in Pickens County, South Carolina, said at the end of a hearing Wednesday morning. The Philadelphia district attorney is in a lot of hot water.
Pennsylvania House Republicans are expected to file articles of impeachment against Larry Krasner, Philadelphia's soft-on-crime district attorney. This comes 2 days after a committee investigating Krasner released a critical report that tied his policies to rising rates of gun violence in Philadelphia. The resolution is sponsored by Pennsylvania GOP Representative Martina White. A vote could come as soon as Wednesday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1 pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10, free with every order. Call now, 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
With just weeks until the decisive midterm elections, a second woman has come forward claiming that she got pregnant and then had an abortion paid for by Georgia GOP Senate candidate Herschel Walker. Appearing virtually at a press conference Wednesday with attorney Gloria Allred, the woman identified as Jane Doe recounted how she met Herschel in the 1980s and carried on a 6-year affair with the then NFL player. Jane Doe says she became pregnant in April of 93 and says Walker pressured her to get an abortion by first giving her the cash, and after she left the first appointment without receiving the abortion, Walker himself drove her to the clinic and waited in the parking lot until the procedure was finished. Jane Doe telling reporters during Wednesday's press conference why she chose to come forward now.
I do not believe that Herschel is morally fit to be a U.S. senator, and that is the reason why I am speaking up.
Adidas is officially ending its business relationship with Kanye West, now known as Ye, at a cost of nearly $250 million following a weekend of intense pressure to drop the artist following a string of recent anti-Semitic remarks. Adidas put out a statement that said, Adidas does not tolerate anti-Semitism and any other sort of hate speech. Ye's recent comments and actions have been unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous, and they violate the company's values of diversity and inclusion, mutual respect, and fairness. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.